Well, today we're going to talk about special meetings, specifically talking about Easter. Here we go. Well, welcome back, everybody, to the podcast. My name is Stephen Reed, part of the team here at Music and Ministry, where we exist to help people like you do what it is that God's called you to do in the area of music and or ministry. And we're getting close to when this is going to be published the first time, where Easter is going to be coming. And I have some very strong thoughts about Easter, some things that I've seen over the course of time, and just thought maybe it would be worth sharing them before it happens, just to kind of, I don't know, sound the alarm, sound the warning, or just something to notice and then check on and see if it's true for your church, and then obviously make adjustments in the future. And that's not just to be critical of what we sometimes do at Easter, but we get a little crazy around Easter. And part of that is because we're just excited. There's obviously a lot that's going on in the season in the sense of we're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that is an exciting Sunday, something to celebrate for sure. But then we also have the fact that it's the most attended Sunday of any Sunday in the entire year. And so this sometimes just brings a lot of pressure to perform or to be exciting or to possibly attract people to the church or to get people saved or whatever it is that happens to be the case at your church. And so we sometimes can overdo it, get a little crazy, and definitely feel the pressure. So if you're watching this, I would imagine that it's true for most every worship leader that when it gets back around to the springtime that you start thinking about what are we going to do for Easter. And so we used to at our church make it a big deal. We would do all kinds of special music. Sometimes we would have special plays and we would just, you know, it was a big deal at our church. And I remember that being exciting. I remember some of those services just being unbelievably anointed, seeing people get saved, just having a great service was always so rewarding. And it wasn't until that I came off of our team, because we started traveling and so then wasn't part of our regular, you know, every Sunday praise and worship team, that we came around to Sunday, Easter Sunday, and I was so excited. And I was like, this is gonna be great. I'm excited to see what they put together. I'm excited to be just with my fellow church people and let's, you know, celebrate what it is that is the resurrection. And what was interesting is that I saw it for the first time in a long time from the perspective of just an audience member or just a congregation member, somebody who's just coming to the service, having no idea what they prepared, didn't work on any of it. And then I walked in the door and immediately became obvious to me, I'm not going to be able to participate. And it was so just like almost surreal, like the room was spinning where it's just like, I know how hard they worked on this stuff. And I know how much they're hoping that people will jump in and sing along. And I'm sitting there and I can't, not because I don't want to, because I very much want to. It's because I don't know these songs. And it's the first time that anybody in our church has heard these songs, because we do this funny thing where we keep it a secret. And I was like, oh my, how often have we done the same thing? And so the whole service was just filled with new song after new song after new song. And again, they'd been planning this, working hard on it. They did a great job at presenting it. They played it well. They sang it well. But it unfortunately made it to where I was an audience instead of a participant. So again, depending on how you see Easter or what you're trying to accomplish in that, if it's something that you're like hoping that everybody will gather together and come on, let's worship together, well, it might actually be better, instead of presenting something new that you've never heard, to actually do like kind of a greatest hits of like, these would be the songs that the most people would potentially know. And then especially if you're trying to reach people who don't go to church, what would they need to know in order to participate? Because even if you did the greatest hits, they're not going to maybe know those songs. And so then they'll be lost and left behind. And so part of that is just kind of like, what are you thinking? Where are you going with that? And you can certainly like sing some of the greatest hits, but sing them or lead them in a way that somebody who had never heard that song before would be able to quickly jump in and participate. And I think in general, like that's something that we need to be doing as a church, to where we kind of just need to start leading worship as if people have never heard the song before. And because you can't really count on attendance, you can't really count on people's musical ability to help them pick up these things. And just in, especially on such an important day where people are coming and checking out your church, they're coming and seeing, hey, does this make sense? Sometimes I feel like we kind of lose people or leave people or haven't just like prepared for the kind of people that we're hoping are going to come. And so then when they get there and see what it is, we felt like we did a good job, but we didn't necessarily do a great job for them. And again, that's not to be critical of what we're doing and or our effort. It's just like, let's take a look at that and see, can we possibly, you know, take our time and be more effective in that area. So, you know, that being said, again, is participation important to you? Is that what you're doing? Or is it, hey, we're presenting something to the people that are coming and we're doing something special because we're hoping that new people are going to be coming? Well, that's great. And I think that when you do that, one thing that I often tell people is just to be intentional about it, in the sense of we sometimes are trying to present, but people are trying to then participate. And so when you do that, people's attention are then divided from, they're not necessarily trying to understand what it is that the message is. They're trying to pick up the melody. They're trying to replicate it. There's just so much that's happening because your brain's divided in, oh, I'm trying to actually do this versus I'm just watching this and obtaining the message of whatever it is that we're saying. And so I think sometimes it would be better just to be like, hey, everybody, thanks for coming. Have a seat. We're going to sing a few of these songs and just believe the message will impact you. And then sing them, and sing them to the best of your ability. Sing them fancy if you want to, because at that point, nobody's trying to participate. They're just trying to receive what it is from the message or the anointing that's on the song. All right, so maybe it's a little late for this coming Easter because it's only a few weeks away if you're watching this as soon as it came out. But again, just something to think about, something to look for in the sense of, are people responding? Are they getting out of what it is that we're doing? Because we're working hard to do something, we might as well, you know, do something that's going to be the most effective that we can. So as we come to the end of this thing here, you know, I just would remember spending so much time working so hard on Easter. And so I just want to give a shout out and a sincere thank you to all the people who are working hard to tell people about Jesus and to serve the church and to do what it is that God's called them to do. Your efforts are certainly not lost on us because we feel you, we get it. And just want to encourage you, and just I'm looking forward to the kingdom advancing and for God to be moving in your services and your times together. And so just want to encourage you that God's good, he's got it. And are these times, these videos, I hope they're encouraging, I hope they're thought-provoking in the sense of what if we did it a different way, or hopefully it'll open some key or aspect of ministry that will make things easier or will be more effective. I know some of these things for me, like they're just things that have changed my life and changed my outlook and perspective and my anointing and ability and all those kind of things. And so just want to be encouraging to you during this time and season, and just hope that your services go unbelievably amazing and that you are blessed in the doing of it. Well, until next time, have a fantastic week. And as always, God bless.